Now, the rest of the story. Most every youngster in school has heard of the Arctic explorations of Robert Edwin Peary. It was in 1898 that Peary announced his intention to explore the North Pole. He would be frustrated in that pursuit for more than a decade. He even had an ice-breaking ship built to his specifications. Yet he could only steam and then sled his way to within 175 miles of his elusive goal. What few remember about Peary's expeditions is that he was always accompanied by a personal aide, a black man named Matthew Alexander Henson. When Peary embarked on his final Arctic journey in 1908, Matt went with him as usual. Others on the expedition included scientists and athletes. Even as the adventurers departed New York Harbor, Peary made it clear that if he failed to reach the pole on this trip, he would never try again. Well, the icebreaker plowed its way northward, farther north than any ship had ever sailed, all the way to the northern shore of Ellesmere Island. 1,000 miles of drifting, shattered ice lay between the explorers and the North Pole. It was early September, 2 months out of New York. It would be another 6 months before the men were even within striking distance of their objective. 6 months of sledding and trudging over a frigid, desolate landscape which was no land at all. The adventurers battled their way to within 132 miles of the pole. No man had ever drawn so near to that imaginary point at which the Earth's axis intersects the surface. The temperature was now 50 below. Peary determined that all but six must return to the icebreaker at Ellesmere Island. The six who were to complete the journey, thus risking their lives to meet the historic challenge, were Peary himself, his aide Matt Henson, and four Eskimos. This last leg of the journey was the most treacherous. Peary had once said that he doubted he could reach the pole without Henson's help, and now Matt was proving himself indispensable. Nobody knew more about the Arctic than did he. Not even the Eskimos, who were more skilled at sled driving. On April 6th, the party reached the pole. Men had been trying for three centuries, but now at last half a dozen men were standing someplace where south was the only direction on Earth. And then the explorers returned home. Matt was hailed for his participation in the polar expedition, but that applause died very quickly. Matt wrote a book about the adventure, but few cared to read the book. Within 3 years, he, Matt Henson, was a forgotten man. Everybody knows about Peary and the pole. A learned few are aware that a black man named Matthew Henson went along. But how many until this moment ever knew the rest of the story? That the morning of April 6, 1909, an exhausted Robert Peary pitched camp and took a nap. He took a nap, and his aide Matt Henson took a walk. Later measurements would show that Matt Henson, on his stroll, had encountered the pole. That's right. While Peary was asleep, Matthew Henson was the first man ever to stand at the top of the world. Robert Peary, for his ascent to the Earth's northernmost, wound up in the history books. Matt Henson, who got there first, wound up in Brooklyn, parking cars. And now you know the rest of the story.